As evidence of the damage done by repeated head trauma mounts, experts are looking to the example set by John Gilardi for a clue as to how to limit the risks taken by athletes. Dr. Robert Cantu, the co-director of the Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy at Boston University and the co-founder of the Sports Legacy Institute, is one of those experts, and he joins me on the line. Dr. Cantu, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be back.
Coach Gilardi says he started limited contact in practice as a way to keep his players from being, as he says, banged up on game day. Is that the only benefit that comes from St. John's players receiving fewer hits?
No, there are many other benefits, but certainly the most important one right now is we're understanding that no hits to the head are good hits, and the fewer you take, the better. And obviously with his practice techniques, his athletes are taking the fewest hits of any college players I've heard of.
Most hits in practice or in games do not result in concussions. What evidence is there to suggest that those subconcussive hits are damaging players' brains?
There's evidence, Bill, in two different spheres. One is neuropsychological evidence, where studies have been done that have followed players over the course of a season with baseline neuropsychological testing and then testing midway through the season. And players that did not have any recognized concussions, some of them showed deterioration on their intellectual function as measured by neuropsychological tests. And then there's a whole series of evidences that are based on structural changes, a type of MRI called a diffusion tensor imaging MRI, where we look at fiber tracks. And in some studies using that modality, individuals that have taken more than 1,000 hits to the head, even subconcussive hits, have shown abnormalities on DTI imaging.
Do you have a sense of how many hits young players are taking now and how many it might be safe for them to take?
I think we have incomplete evidence in both areas. We know at the college level and at the high school level, many individuals are taking more than 1,000 hits a season of greater than 20 G force, which is a pretty good whack, but well subconcussive nonetheless. There are some very preliminary studies looking at Pop Warner level players, and it suggests that the numbers of hits are less, but some of them have alarmingly high G-forces. Unfortunately, we don't have a number that is quote-unquote safe, and quite frankly, that number may be one for certain people, that their first hit may be hard enough to produce a brain injury.
With Chris Nowinski at the Sports Legacy Institute, you have proposed that all major youth sports institutions should adopt a hit count by 2013. What is a hit count, and how would it work?
Well, Bill, on October 26th, we're having a meeting where we're bringing in both experts from the medical fields as well as individuals that represent products that can measure hit counts. And we're trying to have a brainstorming session to essentially come at what is the threshold that the hit count should be set at in terms of what gets called a hit, what gets measured hit. Is it 5G? Is it 10G? Is it 15G? And then secondly, how many hits seem to be reasonable? Unfortunately, there isn't solid science to guide us, but there certainly isn't solid science to guide the pitch count for Little League elbows. Rather, arbitrarily, some numbers were arrived at.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate for a minute. I can already hear the outrage when, for example, a promising high school recruit is benched because he's had too many hits in the head on the day that a college scout is coming to see him play. What would you say to that athlete's parents?
Well, I'd say that the coach had not used good judgment in allowing him to take that many hits, because the reality, Bill, is that the number of hits to the head are three times more frequent in gameplay as opposed to practice. But because you practice so much more than you play, the total number of hits to the head from practice are roughly 60 to 75%. So if you want to reduce the total number of hits to the head, use John Gagliardi's principle and just reduce the amount of contact in practice.
Dr. Robert Cantu's latest book, Concussions and Our Kids, will be released later this month. Dr. Cantu, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Bill. Our pleasure.